Phil Henry Show here from the El Pacifico in Southern California. It is a Thursday. It's whatever the hell it is, man. Is this the 13th, the 14th? 15th, 16th, 17th. It's the 14th, right? I don't know if you were with us yesterday's show.
Yesterday's show was held at, it was a live remote at the Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California.
What are you looking at?
I'm waiting for you to fade the music out, but...
Fade it up, bud. Well, I always like to create a mood.
That's fine.
So
yesterday's show was at Ted's of Beverly Hills in Beverly Hills, California, on the patio. Jason Jay, my son, was supposed to sing a song for Bobby Dooley. He turned that into a hole, as you guys like to say.
Yeah, it's a real cluster. You know what?
Frank was there. Basically, Ted was not happy.
Ted Bell was not happy with the proceedings at all. He was constantly, we were constantly stopping down. Did you edit that show, Bud?
I was trying to edit it, but we had to release it because we were under a time crunch.
You were under a time crunch. So he says that all that stuff that he thought was going to get edited out with him crying and screaming.
Look, Ted is losing his stuff, okay? He starts to squeak like a girl, and he goes, oh, you know.
Well, what is the point in mocking the poor man?
I just want to know, Bud, what happens to these shows now?
You hear the shows, Mr. Henry. I don't have to tell you. Sometimes under a time crunch, you know.
Under a time crunch? Everything that was embarrassing to that guy made it onto the show.
Yeah, well, that's why Ted tweeted out today on X. I said tweeted out. He X'd out or whatever the hell you call it.
It's an exhale, I think, is more what it's called, right?
I don't know.
Okay, so he exhaled or he X'd or he did something. He said on X that he is canceling his advertising.
Get out of here.
No, you didn't read it?
Yeah, he says he's canceling his advertising and he is blowing his nose with it. Well,
what does that mean? What do you mean blows his nose with it?
He said on X that he's canceling his advertising on our show, that his investment in our show over the years has been nothing more than him blowing his nose into his own money.
See, that's the kind of thing that's going to piss him off.
Well, we got Ted, but also what, Bud?
Yeah, Bob Green has a new advertiser. Bob Green wants to slip right in, you know.
What does that mean?
Yeah, he wants to, he knows that Ted Bell has, you know, essentially just is backing out of his deal, and Bob Green wants to slip, you know, as Ted Bell backs out, he wants to slide in.
He wants to slip right in, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know what it means, though.
So Bob Green joining us first on line three. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, welcome. You heard about the contretemps, huh?
I did, Phil. And, Ted and I have been working together for a long time, and I think he's a reasonable guy. But when I heard that he said he was blowing his nose into his own money, and I don't know a guy like Ted Bell is not the kind of guy that's going to take
He's not the kind of guy that's going to throw his money away.
No, he's not. I did hear the show today from his restaurant. He did get emotional at certain points.
I think the thing that bothered him is the edits were not made, Bud.
As I said, it was under time crunch.
You were under a time... Okay, his
voice was squeaking.
Yeah, I heard it. I heard him. I listened to the show. I heard everything. And he was upset with the song. He didn't like to carry... A whole lot of stuff just didn't make... And I think what he did is he just lost his cool and he's canceled his advertising. I wanted to talk to you about Bob Green's Greens and Meats slipping in where is if Ted Bell is backed out of that, just as you guys said, is backed out of the parking space. Or maybe he backed in and now he's sliding out and I'm backing right in. And
I get the idea, Bob. So you want to take over his advertising space? I mean, are you doubling up your...
Well, let's see. Let's see what... You know, I'm willing over the short haul to invest more money in the Phil Henry Show just to see whether we get a return on the dollar. But we have is the...
You've got a new jingle.
Yeah, we got a new jingle here, Jerry. I don't have all the lyrics written here, Phil. This is a jingle that I'd like to roll out in conjunction with us sliding in as Ted Bell backs out.
All right, now, one question. You and Ted are in business together.
We are, yeah, and we continue to be. I deliver a load of meat to Ted Bell.
Yeah, but he doesn't like that, and you know that he's never did like it.
Yeah, that's the other. That's the reason why I think he's.
Reason?
That's the reason why I think he's backing out of his the deal. He doesn't like being the butt, if you'll pardon the expression, of that entire situation where you're delivering a load of meat to him.
Hey, that's his filthy mind. All right.
Bob, you know as well as I do that you do that on purpose.
You understand the import of that.
I understand the what?
You're saying, hey, Bob Green delivers a load of meat to Ted Bell, and he's got to take it. Isn't that part of your advertising?
I said it one time. I didn't, we're not leaning on that. Bob Green's meat gets delivered to Ted Bell, and he willingly takes it. What's wrong with that? Yeah, listen to him. Hey, Phil, you know, maybe Ted's right. Maybe he was blowing his nose on his money. I don't know. But
no, I can hear what you're saying, and I hear the intent there. What is this jingle?
What is the jingle? Okay, so the jingle we have, the old one we didn't like. It was too sing-songy. Bob Green's greens and meats keeps your meat as green it can be. So I forget how it went.
Yes, Bob Green's greens and meat.
No, that's okay, but the new one, Phil, has got a little bit more of a chugga 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 chugga. It's more of a locomotion thing. Jerry, one, two, one, two, one, two, and two. Bob Green's greens and meats. Bob Green's greens and meats. It's the finest greens you'll see. Bob Green's greens and meats. Bob Green's greens and meats. Come on down, you will see. Come into Bob Green's greens and meats. Come into Bob Green's greens and meats. See, then it fades out. See?
All right, that's pretty minimalist.
Well, see, I can tell that you think it blows on wheels.
No, but I think what Phil's saying, it's much different. It's a lot different from the original that you did.
Well, the original one I did was Bob Green's greens and meats. I don't know. A lot of people looked at me like I was real weird every time I would sing that. I went into the TV station over here, Channel 9, to cut the commercial, and they said, okay, hit it. And I go, Bob Green's, and they looked at me like I had Ebola, like I was spewing blood.
Yeah, you okay?
I'm fine. How are you?
Great.
What are you laughing at?
What do you mean spewing blood?
They looked at me like I had an infectious disease.
Because you were singing Bob, that kind of thing?
Yeah, so...
Well, it's a bit affected, Bob. Now, I like the new one, Bob Green's Greens and Meats. Say it, do it again.
Say it again?
Do it, sing it again.
Okay. Bob Green's Greens and Meats, Bob Green's Greens and Meats, it's the finest meat you'll ever see. Bob Green's Greens and Meats, Bob Green's Greens and Meats, you should only be me. Bob Green's Greens and Meats, Bob Green's Greens and Meats, Anaheim, California. Like that, see?
Do you put the address, I should say?
Yeah, we drop the address in at the end. I like the very locomotive feel of it. Bob Green's Greens and Meats. Hey, Bob Green's Greens and Meats. Hey. And so that's what we're going to do. And then, of course, we hold on to the...
Now, you know, what makes you think that Ted Bell's going to keep the relationship with you?
Why would he... What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, I mean, you think Ted Bell's going to stay in business with you after he told Mr. Ernie he's blowing his nose on his money?
I don't think he feels he's blowing his nose on his... What?
Well, I don't know. I mean, Ted's calling in. I know. I kind of anticipated that.
Yeah, he's on the line. I was talking to Mr. Bell. I ran out of time to edit it.
Here's... Bring him up. Hold on. We got Ted Bell. We got Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Ted?
The thing that I said to Dickman is you said you were editing that out, and I listened to the show today, and there I was going, help me! And every other kind of embarrassing, insulting moment. And the show was supposed to be edited. It wasn't edited properly.
But Ted, put that on me, okay?
Put it on you. I am putting it on you. That's why I've canceled my advertising.
All right, so then what do we owe this phone call?
You owe the phone call to it. Bob, hi, it's Ted Bailey there. Bob?
Yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, Phil, you owe the phone call to is I'm listening to Bob Green now saying... that as I back out, he's sliding in. What does that mean?
I'm just saying that as you leave the scene as the primary, one of the primary advertisers of the Phil Henry Show, Bob Green is sliding right in as you slip out. See what I'm saying? So as you go out, I'm coming in behind you. Yeah, I get it. I don't understand what's with all the floral description here.
Well, I think he's saying that he's trying to make it seamless, right?
Yeah, we're going to make it seamless. I understand you said you're blowing your nose on your money.
Phil, I have felt for the longest time...
You know, I wish you would have talked to me before you posted that on X.
Hey, wait a minute, Phil. Hold on. You know, I was told that this was going to be edited properly. It wasn't. And so I'm going to come to you and say, would you please re-edit the show while you make me sound like 100 yards of an ass that was covered by underwear but got yanked down. That's what I am. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
Wait. Hold on for a minute. You don't understand when I say... that I look like an ass.
No, I don't understand, Ted. So you're an ass? You were covered with underwear? What?
I used to be an ass. Never mind. Fuck this.
Well, hey, watch the language, okay? All right, Ted, so you said that you're basically blowing your nose on your money spending on the Phil Henry Show.
That's exactly what I said.
All right, I wish you would have talked to me about it before you went public with it.
Phil, what do I got to say?
Well, he's saying that it wasn't edited properly.
I told you I ran out of time.
Let me say this, Ted. You know that we don't always edit those shows the way you want them to be edited. You know they're rather free-flowing.
I understand that, but I didn't know that you... Oh, God. Hey, see, that's right there, what you just did there, Ted. That's probably going to stay in.
Do you think it's going to do me any good to ask them this? And here's the thing about you, Bob. You know, you...
What, are we going to talk about taking a load of meat?
I said that I would stay in business with you, Ted. And I don't see anything wrong with saying, since you're the guy that invented the whole we want to put the meat in the mouth, and I'm saying, well, you take a load of my meat once a week, and you walk away from that experience smiling. What's wrong with that?
I'm just going to tell you this one more time. I am ceasing my business arrangement with Phil, but all of a sudden, this is the part I don't like, Phil. I was leaving the scene. Ted Bell was taking his money that has basically got his nose snot all over it, because that's what I was doing. Hey, give me another $100 bill and let me blow my nose on it. That's what I was doing. So I'm taking all of my money that's covered in my own snot, and I'm leaving. Now what do I find out? You got green?
I told Phil I'm sliding in.
I know, you're slipping in as I slide out, something like that.
Well, I guess you want to expand, Bob, your presence on the show.
Yes, I would, as a matter of fact. And I certainly don't want to... destroy my relationship with you.
Now, here's the thing, if I could jump in here, Bob. You got Ted Bell, who has always taken issue with the Bob Green delivers a load of Ted's meat, delivers a load of his meat to Ted. You got Ted already upset with the fact that the show was not edited properly. He feels he's blowing his nose on his money and then handing it over to Phil.
No, I'm not blowing my nose on, I'm not giving Phil any, I'm giving Phil the good money, and the money that I keep, I blow my nose on. See?
Say that again.
I'm saying that being in business with Phil Hendry is like me handing him perfectly good money, but when I look at the money that I keep for myself, I've just blown my nose into it, and okay, I've wiped...
You know, I don't understand the language this guy talks.
You know what I'm talking about.
All right, so are you going to stay in business with Bob Green insofar as you are...
take a load of his meat?
I wasn't going to say that. Insofar as you are... he's a supplier for you.
I'd like to, yes, but I would... A, I'm not blowing my nose into my money anymore, Bob, and I don't want to be referred to as the guy that's taking a load of your meat. That's taking a load of your meat.
All right, it was something that I thought would help both of us.
All right, but if I could mediate this... Hey, listen to that, mediate. That's, what about that, Ted? Bob Green and Ted Bell, meat-eate.
I don't get that at all.
It's,
All right, sorry... All right, so the two of you guys. First of all, Ted, I got to tell you, I got to take a break here, okay?
You got to tell me what?
I got to tell you, I'm going to miss you being on the show.
You're going to miss my money. You're going to miss watching me blow my nose into my money.
What is it with you blowing your nose in?
Hey, Green, okay? But I'll tell you what. Me giving money to you for your meat, it's like me. I blow my nose into my money when I give it to Phil. When I give you money for your meat, and you say Ted Bell is willingly taking a load of Bob Green's meat. That's like I'm taking that money, and I'm shoving it up the crack of my...
All right, Ted, relax, okay?
By the way, that song sucks.
What song?
Bob Green's, Greens and Meats.
You don't even have a jingle, Ted.
Well, what do you mean I don't have a jingle? Ted's of Beverly Hills, hey. Everybody knows that jingle.
It's getting old.
No, it isn't.
No, I got to disagree with that. I think that jingle is is an evergreen.
Yeah, I think everyone loves the Ted Bell jingle.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah, huh? Yeah. Bob Greens and Meats. Sounds like you're pounding your fucking stomach.
All right, let's watch the language and let's try to keep our cool, okay?
I'm sorry.
Ted Bell, Bob Green, we'll be right back as we mediate, huh?
No.
No.
Anyway, as we mediate this dispute, they have a dispute. Ted has canceled his advertising on our show as the result of you not editing the show properly, bud.
I edited the show as good as I edited all of them. He's just upset because the show stunk. It stunk it out.
I think he's upset that Jason J. Delmonico pulled a fast one, did a stupid song for Bobby Dooley. Yeah,
well, that was also a bad thing. All right, we'll be right back. World famous. We got Ted Bell, Bob Green, and Vernon Dozier observing an anniversary of sorts coming up here in the world famous Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, everybody. It's Bob Green for the world famous Phil Hendry Show backstage pass. You know, I do a lot of kidding with Phil and...
We have a good time, but tell you what, I've been on the Phil Hendry Show as an advertiser for many, many years, probably, I think, more years than Ted Bell, and now you can see Ted Bell backing out and talking about blowing his nose into his butt. Man, I don't know what this guy's talking about for love or money. I can just simply tell you that being on the Phil Hendry Show has been a great pleasure. I think you should get a subscription. And when you do get that all-important subscription to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, go into the archives and listen to all the Bob Green shows. Okay? Don't waste your time. I guess you can...
They can listen to Ted Bell.
Yeah, you can listen to Ted Bell, but listen to the Bob Green shows. Enjoy the many, many years that I've been on the show. Enjoy the many, many rejoinders and the stories, the memories. Just the memories. Oh, man.
World-famous Phil Hendry Show, Bob Green, and his many, many stories and the memories, too. At philhendryshow.com.
It's the greatest value online other than some of the porn sites that I own. I mean, it's other than porn.
Welcome back. Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. Bob Green and Ted Bell. I don't know what we're talking about. Are we trying to work something out here, guys, or what?
Hey, let me tell you something, Phil. I can tell you why.
I've told you, Phil, why I'm on your program, and I'm here to,
you know, you're going to slide in as I slip out. Or
I'm simply slipping into the parking space that you're backing out of.
All right. I want to say something, Ted. Is our relationship irretrievably broken? Are you out of the Phil Hendry Show business?
I want to tell you something, Phil. The way I got treated on your show yesterday, where this guy... Dickman said he was going to edit. I got people telling me, hey, you know what people did to me today in a restaurant? They're walking up to me and saying, unzip, get them down, let's get the meat in the mouth.
You said that happened.
You did.
Ted, you mentioned that was already happening.
Not to the extent that it happened today. Everybody that walked in, because they listened to the show, they're saying, oh, is this the place where you want to put your meat in my mouth? And I say, yeah. And I guess I should have known it was people from your show, but they go, okay, unzip, and they go, ah, like that.
That's what you told me they were doing yesterday.
They've been doing that, but they did it like every other customer we had today coming to the restaurant. So, and you said you'd edit that stuff out.
We do the best we can with the time allotted to us to edit the shows. We can't get everything edited out.
Well, I think the thing that's upsetting, Ted, if I may, Ted, is the fact that you got a little scared, and it came through in your voice.
Well,
it did. You would say things like, oh, you know.
Okay, all right, I get it. So this is going to be, let's laugh at Ted Bell.
No, we're not laughing at you, Ted.
Well, this guy, Green is.
Hey, I've been in business with you, Ted, for a long time. It's been a very mutually beneficial arrangement.
Yeah, as long as you're saying in your advertising that Ted Bell smiles as he takes Bob Green's load.
But it is funny.
That's not what he says, is it?
That's exactly what he says. He said Ted Bell smiles once a week as he takes Bob Green's load.
Why don't you guys grow up with that, Bob? You've made your ridiculous comedy point, and just talk straight about how you are the supplier of Ted Bell steaks.
Oh, well, okay. Listen to this, will you? Hey. I'm talking to a lady over here.
All right, Bob, what we're trying to do is repair at least the relationship between you and Ted. Would that work, Ted?
You know what? I don't care anymore. This guy gets his laughs. He gets his jollies talking about how I take a load. I take Bob Green's load going, hi, and every other kind of humiliating incident. Now, because I've said I don't want to blow my nose on my money,
I'm simply saying that I want to up my advertising on the Phil Hendry Show.
Now, I don't mind you doing that, but I'm asking you, Ted, is this it for us?
What are you, my boyfriend?
You know what I'm talking about.
No, if you can make it so that I get review, all right, I want final edit on the shows that I appear on, then yes.
Oh, my God, you're not going to give him that.
Well, wait a minute. It's probably only fair. Wait a minute, Phil, you haven't given that to anybody.
I want final edit on the shows that I appear on.
Not this one, though.
Okay, not this one, but I want final edit on the shows that I appear on before they go out.
All right, you got it.
Oh, my God.
Listen to him. Oh, my God. Did you hear you, Green? Green, it sounds like you're taking someone's load, all right? Maybe it's mine.
Hey, why don't you relax, Bell, okay? You've got your standing there at the Phil Hendry Show. You can keep blowing your nose into your money, and nobody's going to be any the wiser.
Look, I will, Bob, say to you that no, I'm not going to offer you the same thing. This is a special arrangement that I have with Ted.
Yeah, even though I've been an advertiser on your show longer.
I don't know that that's the case.
That is complete bullshit. Okay?
You hung up on them. Did I really? I didn't know that I did that. Yeah. Just tell these guys.
Yeah, Mr. Green, Mr. Bell, Mr. Green and Bell. Is this Mr. Green or Mr. Bell? It's Mr. Bell. Yeah. And Dad, you're Mr. Green.
Give me the phone, will you? Hey, Bob, Ted, where are they?
They hung up.
I'm sorry, but you wanted me to call them back and tell them that I am happy to, obviously, I'm happy to be in business with, Bob.
They're back.
Okay.
Listen, Phil, I will remain an advertiser on the world-famous Phil Henry Show for as long as you want me. Even though Ted has insulted you by saying he blows his nose into his money.
I want to be an advertiser on your show, but I do want final edit.
And you're not giving me that.
No, I'm not going to give that to you, Bob. Ted, it's a special situation, a special arrangement. We'll see how it goes. I'm grateful for the advertising that both of you guys do on the show. I'm grateful for all of that. And whatever this problem is that you got with him, Ted, about delivering loads of meat.
You know he's been saying this for the last few months.
It's an advertising slogan that I use to advertise the fact that I supply you your meat. That I supply you your meat.
Talk about a guy losing his cool. Did you hear that?
Both of you guys really need to get a glass of water into you. Thanks very much, guys. All right. I do know that Coach Vernon Dozier is joining us here on line 5. We got to get to him very, very quickly.
Yeah, Coach Dozier is on because he's observing an anniversary of sorts.
Well, this ought to be what anniversary?
Hey, Coach, how are you?
Hey, Phil. I wanted to get on your program and observe before anybody else does that this will be the 4-year anniversary of really when after the Gunter game I was so emotionally wrung out I walked out onto the field, I pulled my pants down. You remember that?
Oh, I do, yeah.
I remember, yes, I do remember that. You walked out onto the field, pulled your pants down, and then the parents tried to cover you up with a blanket.
Yeah, some of the parents did try to cover me up with a blanket because they were offended and upset by me pulling my pants down. But here was the thing, that was the end of a really tough season. It was our first losing season in 10, and we particularly got throttled by Gunter 47-6. Little Timmy Watson, who was our quarterback, he did the best he could. The kid was only 5'4".
It was a bad year.
Yeah, tell me about it. So I got upset. I walked out, and I pulled my pants off. And this is the 4th-year anniversary of it, so before anybody else calls you up, before Father McQuarters or anybody...
Get Father McQuarters at the lane.
Father McQuarters has already called.
God damn.
I feel it's Father James McQuarters. Vernon, listen, I just want you to know...
Father McQuarters, this is my cross to bear, if you'll pardon me using a religious symbol.
I'm saying to you, I understand the emotional strain you're under that year that you went out and you stripped down. You pulled your pants off in front of everyone because you couldn't take anymore. I'm grateful that you're back to Belmar Academy this year.
Yeah, but I don't want to talk football. I don't want to come on Mr. Henry's show and talk football. I just want to be a coach.
All right, so you want to keep in the a low profile.
Yes.
Well, I would say that that's a good decision, considering that 4 years ago you pulled your pants off in front of God and man.
I did that.
Why did you do that, Coach?
I was just so frustrated. And that last game of the season, we got beat so bad. We got beat so bad, it was embarrassing. And I watched that the score ticked up 47-6. Little Timmy Timmerton, whatever the hell the kid... Who was that kid we had?
He was the little 5'3" quarterback you had.
We had a quarterback, Phil, who was 5'3".
Well, what grade was he?
Freshman. He was a freshman quarterback. We got destroyed. But I watched little Timmy Timmerman get his ass handed to him in this game. I watched all of the parents in the stands hooting and yelling and throwing stuff. And I finally walked out on the field and I said, you want to see something? Here's what I think about all of you. Off came my pants. And I bent over and touched my ankles.
All right, so in other words, a massively juvenile display at the end of a season that didn't go your way.
What are you talking about?
You know what I'm talking about. A massively juvenile display at the end of a season that didn't go your way. You didn't have the quarterback. You didn't have the team.
I got people hooting at me in the... I got parents... Man, you don't get it at all.
Maybe I don't. Maybe I don't. Let's hope that this year goes better, Coach. I am glad that you're not going to be as visible or as public. You there?
No, I'm not here.
I'll say it's Father McQuarters. I can assure you the Coach Dozier will do all in his power to put a winning team on the field, and we'll do our best to make people proud.
This is Father James McCorter speaking.
Oh, okay. What, are the bombs going to fall in London?
What does that mean?
I don't know. It sounds like you're trying to be...
We've had a lot of really pissed off people in the show tonight.
I heard.
And
yeah, well, I heard it too, and I can tell you that maybe this is the night for it, but I wanted to get out in front of this news.
There's one thing you might not have... You didn't have to mention it, and maybe nobody would even remember.
No one's going to remember the night that I walked out of the middle of the field and yanked my pants all the way down to my ankles. Underwear, too. No one's going to remember that.
I don't think so, no.
I feel sorry for them.
You feel sorry for them?
Just the... God, Henry.
You feel sorry for them?
Yes, I feel sorry for the fact...
And that's the end of that.
Yeah.
It's only so much of that bullshit I can take. World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you, Coach Dozier. Thank you, Bob Green. Thank you, Ted Bell. How all these things, you know, how all these things come together on Monday or tomorrow, I don't know, man. Anyway, dudes and dudettes, thank you all. We'll be seeing you down the road. Don't forget at the Phil Henry Show merch store, you can get Coach Vernon Dozier's Blow-Go mug. Go blow a goat. That's right. You can also pick up our Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirts. And do we have anything from Fraser Foods? I think we got a Fraser Foods, some kind of a Fraser Food item of sorts. Go to our Phil Henry Show merch store at philhenryshow.com.